We are the 1, 2, 3
SAR Losers!
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I am pretty much a sports genius.
What's up? I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I am your average sports fan, sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's and the what's what's.
What's up, you guys? I'm Ray. I'm a 33-year-old male. I went to the Texas State University. If you go to a bar and there's a guy shotgunning a beer, that's me.
You know, what's weird is usually at a bar, you never see shotgunning. You only see that at a house party or a frat party, just so you know.
I've never seen anyone shotgun a beer at a bar.
Yeah, because
that's a great point.
So that wouldn't be you.
No, it would be him because he'd be the only one. And that means he snuck the beer in his pocket because when they hand you the beer is open. So there's no shotgunning a beer at the bar.
You're right. Dang, dude. It's actually impossible to shotgun a beer.
Because they open it immediately when you order the beer at a bar.
Correct.
So, you've never seen Ray at a bar because that just doesn't happen.
Although there was a bar when we first moved to Nashville that we used to go to, and they used to let Lunchbox run the bar. Like, behind it, he would just sneak his bottles and like beer bottles unopened, and we just put them in our pockets.
I've never seen anything like it before. We went in there with him. Maybe there was a cover and we didn't have to pay that. So we get hustled to the bar with Lunchbox. He gets us to that bar and there's some bartender that I've never seen before. I have no idea who she is.
Yeah.
Lunch is best friends with her.
Besties.
And not only does he get himself a free drink, he gets us free drinks. And it's not even a normal cup. We're drinking out of these styrofoam Slurpee cups.
Well, Coach, he's in the back making the drinks, putting as much liquor as he wants in them. And then I wasn't drinking liquor at the time. So he gives me like 3 beers, Miller Lights under the table. Here, dude, unopened. Put them in your pocket.
That's how getting behind the bar and bartending, it was really, really fun. I was like, man, I wish I would have done this when I was in my early 20s. Because as I got older, I realized it would be miserable to deal with these people. Hey, 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 bartender, hey, hey. And they're waving their hands and get kind of overwhelming and stressful.
Well, and you wouldn't realize these girls come in. I'm not saying it's girls. It could be bachelor parties too. And they order 5, 6 drinks. And then you have to remember the drinks that each one ordered and put it on each one of their credit cards with the corresponding receipt, the bill, the card, the debit card. That's kind of hard if you really think about it, unless somebody's cool and rich and they cover the whole round for the group, which is the classy thing to do.
Modern day bartending's got to be tough.
Real tough.
Yeah.
And there's more beers. You got the imports, the IPAs, you got the domestics, the out-of-towners, the locals, all this kind of different kinds of beer. It's not just Bud Light and Coors Light
anymore.
Yes,
the separate tab is kind of annoying. If I feel bad for the bartender when I'm standing at the bar and 3 little sorority girls from Kappa 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 come up, and each one of them order a whiskey sour or something, or a cherry vodka sour, and they're like, oh, 3 separate tabs. Girls, just buy one round, and then you buy
the next
round. Like, come on. There is no need to make the bartender do 3 separate transactions for your vodka sours.
My move when I was single was I would find a hot chick at the bar waiting for a drink.
Okay, I think we all did that.
What?
My chick would always be like, hey, why are we not going to the guy bartender? Well, I don't know.
This
girl didn't have a line.
No, I'm talking about a girl waiting for a drink
Coach,
at the bar.
I've never gone to a guy to get me drinks.
No. I would go up to a hot girl waiting for a drink at the bar, and I would go right next to her, and then I'd be like, I bet you I can get a drink before you can. And she'd be like, oh, we're on. And she'd show her cleavage, and then I'd pull my cleavage down, and then I'd get over and be like, hey, excuse me. And then I'd get a drink, and then the rest of the night, her and I, we're talking.
Man, how long ago was that?
That's how I got
dude?
In. Oh, my God. What?
Years ago.
20 years ago.
And so did that work for you?
All the time.
Took them home?
No.
Hey.
I wasn't.
So you just talked to them all night. What good is that going to do you?
Why not get numbers?
Okay, and so you went out with these girls.
Sometimes.
I will say that is a good opening line.
It is.
I've never used it, and I've really never heard it used before. I bet I can get a drink faster than you, and then it immediately perks their interest.
Because girls are like, I'll
get it.
Watch this. It is great. Yeah, that's
what frustrates me sometimes is the girl at the bar that expects you to buy her a drink. Like, I was at a bar here when we first moved here, and I go up to order a drink.
5 years ago, folks. 5
And there's
years
a girl standing. No, I'm just going
to like it's last weekend.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When we first moved
he
here.
He wasn't married then.
So I walk up, and she's sitting there waiting to order a drink, and I sit there and go, hey, how's it going? She goes, you going to buy me a drink?
Yeah, F that.
And I lost. No, I'm not going to buy you a drink. I was just trying to be nice and have a human interaction. I'm not hitting on you. I'm just saying hello. How are you? Like, just trying to be nice while we're sitting here waiting for a drink in the same space. Don't start the conversation with, are you going to buy me a drink? Oh my gosh.
Do girls just expect to be yes. to go to the bar and not spend a dime?
Yes, some girls. There are some cool girls out there that'll buy you a drink.
Yeah.
That happened to me. But a lot of times they do expect you to buy them the drink. Like this girl. Obviously, she goes into the bar with the frame of mind that I'm not going to spend a dime.
Sure.
Because you're here to take care of me.
Probably didn't even take her wallet in.
Yeah. All right. You ready to start the show?
Yeah.
Hey, you ready to start the show?
Well, that's the one we do it with?
Yeah, have you heard it?
Do I hit it after we do it?
We're going to say, would you rather than hit it.
All right.
All right. Are you ready for another edition of Would You Rather? Game on! All right. When you're older, would you rather die before your spouse or your spouse die before you?
Okay, Garth Brooks' new song that he performed at the CMAs.
My spouse.
Hope you die before me because I'm not strong enough.
Stronger
than me. You realize that was the last line in this song?
No, didn't realize that.
Is that what inspired today's Would You Rather?
No.
That's why Trisha started crying.
No, I got why she started crying, but then I thought he was just singing to her, but I didn't hear the I didn't have the words down. So, when you're older, would you rather die first or your spouse die first?
I mean,
this is a depressing one. Please don't even put this on Twitter at Sore Loser Show. But we're gonna have to answer it. So I'm gonna go first. I honestly would rather die first. That pain of losing a spouse. I mean, I can only imagine a parent, a brother, a sister, a spouse. Those are all crazy emotions. That would be so hard. I'm going to be selfish and say I hope that I die first so I don't have to experience those crazy emotions.
I, too, will be selfish. Like, there's just no way that I'd want to go through that. I mean, no. When you die, you die. Like, you don't have to, like, they're going to miss me, I hope, but whatever. You know, that's I don't have to deal with that, I guess. I don't know. It's very selfish to say that, but there's no way, like, Ray, I don't want to go through that pain.
Oh, you guys are not selfish at all. I'm selfish. I want my significant other to die first. I want my spouse to die first.
For insurance money?
No. I want to live as long as, like, I want to just keep living. Like, I do not want to die, so I want everybody to die before me. That's just period.
I want to be the last person on this earth.
Well, I know he's not going to happen.
He's the dude I'm like...
dude, it's the Will Smith movie.
Yeah, I Am Legend. He's the lone survivor of the world.
And his dog.
Waldo!
Well, he outlived us all. There's just wreckage all around
him.
There he is,
Lunchbox and Waldo.
Hey, whatever I need. But yes, I would rather my spouse die first. And that's terrible to hear, and she's going to hear this, and she's going to be really like, oh, that's sad, but...
It's selfish either way you look at it.
No. I just don't want her to have the pain of dealing with me dying. That's what it is.
Nice.
Okay.
Good twist.
No, good twist, right?
Yeah. Good one. It's selfish either way.
It's selfish, yes. No matter what, the answer is selfish, but you have to answer the question. That's the game. Would you... Hey, what happened to the music? Why did you turn it off?
Oh, I keep it going the whole time.
Game on! And then you lowered a little bit.
All right. You lowered a little bit, and we talk about it, and then we're like, all right, and that was Would You Rather?
And then hit it again. Game on!
And then it's over.
That's it.
Dang, that's what it's like being a host.
We're kind of working on it. We're working out the kinks. We're trying something because people said we need more music on the show to kind of make it sound a little more fun.
And professional.
And professional, yeah, because we just sit here and talk. Anybody can do that. The Warriors are in trouble, boys. This is not ending.
They got beat bad.
They got beat bad last night by the Rockets. And Steve Kerr said, we're banged up a little physically, and right now we're banged up spiritually. There is no getting around that.
They didn't go to church?
Like, we've got to fill our cup back up and get our spirit back. Like, I did not realize how big a deal this has caused in the locker room. Like, I thought, okay, it was just a little thing, dust up, suspend Draymond because they're trying to make Kevin Durant happy. Obviously, it fractured the team, the entire team. And they asked Kevin Durant yesterday about it, and he said, don't ask me about it again. And so they, during shoot around, Draymond Green sitting down, and they ask him about the incident.
You know, at the end of the day, as I've said before, whatever Kevin decided to do, whatever Clay decided to do, whatever who decides to do, you know, we had great years together, and I support everybody wholeheartedly, 100%. As a man, as a human being, you got the right to do what you want to do with your life. And so I'll never question that.
And then...
That's Draymond Green?
That's Draymond Green saying, look, hey, if he leaves, he leaves. There's nothing I can do about it. Like, whatever. And he also says he's not going to change. He wears his emotions on his sleeve, and that's just the player he is, and it's worked out with him for him so far. And he said, if you think this is going to break us up, you're wrong.
You know, if this only makes Kevin, myself, and the rest of my teammates stronger, that's what it's going to do. So, you know, you think you saw something before. Good luck with us now. Like, we're not going to crumble off of an argument. We're going to move forward. So that's all I got to say. Anybody want to talk about basketball? I'm here. If not, it's been real.
That is basketball, though. I mean,
yeah, it is basketball. It has a lot to do with basketball. Yeah. And to say that, oh, we're not going to crumble. We're, you know, this, you better watch out for us now. Well, then you go out and you get smoked by the Rockets.
Yeah.
And it was a little weird. I watched a little bit of it. And fast break, Draymond's bringing the ball up. And he gives it to Durant for the slam. I was like, all right, good. All right, they're good. They're good. Then Durant gets the ball. And Draymond Green is standing wide open at the top of the key. Three, and he's got his hand up. Like, hey, hey.
No,
hey,
he doesn't. Hey, no, he doesn't
Durant,
have his hand up.
Like, pass me. Pass it to me. Pass me.
KD.
And for some reason, KD takes two guys on and will not pass. Like, he looks right at Draymond Green.
Yes.
Fight number two?
Doesn't pass it. Doesn't pass it. Then later in the game, Draymond goes dribbling up the court. Double dribbles when Durant's running the lane. And they go and they start talking to each other, and Durant pats him on the chest like, hey, man, next time just pass me the ball.
I saw that one on SportsCenter.
Oh, man, it is so, like, this little fight is a bigger deal than we even thought.
That's what we're learning now.
No, boys, I said this from the beginning. It's not just about them two. If you're going to put one player on the pedestal and say we need to treat him better because we need to keep him, don't mess with him, I'm going to make an example out of you, Draymond Green. I'm going to put you so all you guys can see that we care about Kevin Durant. We need him to stay here. It's going to mess with everyone on that team. You can't, they're all professionals. You can't say that, like, oh, you're going to treat KD better. Like, what about the rest of us? You're going to ruin the team. I said it from day one. It's going to ruin the Golden State Warriors.
Have you ever coached?
No.
Just curious. But that was a good little opinion.
I mean,
you
it's,
had
right. It's just psychology. Like, you know, the rest of the team's going to be like, dude, WTF, what about us? Like, okay, it's all about Kevin Durant. We understand he's great, but we're all really good too. You can make us better. Like, don't put all your attention on one guy.
But you're concentrating on the wrong issue. You think they're upset because he gave Kevin Durant preferential treatment. They're fractured because of what Draymond Green did, like his blow up and yelling and causing.
Oh, no. I don't see that at all. No, no.
Yes, that's what they're saying. Like, that's what Steve Kerr is saying. He's not saying.
No, I know what Steve Kerr is saying. I'm saying Steve Kerr is in the wrong because from the start, putting KD at the top and protecting him is wrong. Doesn't matter. You're looking at the future of your team next year, but focus on this year. You're ruining the way your players think. The respect for Kevin Durant's not going to be there. At this point, I think they're all on Draymond Green's side. From this interview, it sounds like the PR guy got to Draymond Green and said, this is what you're going to say. But at the deep, deep bottom of what he's saying, I feel like the whole team's on Draymond's side.
What?
Yeah, I feel like they're on his side. Why would they want to focus on Kevin Durant?
I think you're looking at the wrong... like, you're not looking at the right issue. I understand what you're saying. They don't want certain players to be true, but it happens that way. Certain players are treated better. Michael Jordan was treated better than Steve Kerr.
LeBron James treated better than
JaVale McGee.
But LeBron and Michael Jordan could carry teams.
Kevin Durant can carry a team.
He's not carrying them right now.
He won back-to-back NBA
MVP. Right now, Lunchbox. Right now.
Yeah,
today, yesterday.
Go look at who had the most points last night.
They're not winning games.
They lost a game last night. Okay.
And they lost the game before.
They didn't. They beat the Hawks.
Oh, well, then they look like crap. I watched the game.
Yeah, they looked like crap.
They didn't look very good, so
they
barely won.
Splash is out.
Sure. Right. Well, Steph Curry was out and Draymond Green was out when they still won. Last night, the Rockets are kind of trending in the right direction. They won a couple. They get rid of Carmelo. But what I'm saying is that Draymond Green rubs people the wrong way, and that's what the Warriors are tired
of.
Exactly. That's what's wrong is they are saying to him, look, you can't be yelling at everybody in our locker room. Look what it does. It causes a toxic situation.
And it was also kind of cool. He was big mouth and everything when they won the championship. And it's always cool when you win and stuff like that. But then now it's kind of like, hey, we got to get back on track at this championship. And you're just yelling at people and we got guys hurt. And we don't like your yelling anymore.
Right.
Just stop
and
yelling.
It's really early in the season to be that mad at Kevin Durant and to be yelling at people. And they want to nip it in the butt right now.
Bud.
Nip it in the butt.
B-U-D.
Whatever. Nip it in the butt because they need that team to go forward and gel and win a championship.
Yeah.
Like, there's still a long season, but right now, it's bad.
They're like, this is a dynasty. We're a dynasty, and you're just yelling. Like, we're on the playground, man. This is on an NBA court. I don't even do that when I'm just playing with guys at the YMCA. Why are you doing that? And this is like your profession.
Yeah.
You look like a cornball out there.
I feel like the yelling is the surface. Like, the yelling is like, oh, that's.
For sure the surface. That, listen to this stuff. These guys are emotional.
But it's not about the yelling, in my opinion. In my opinion, it's not about Draymond Green yelling at Kevin Durant. It's the underlining issue.
There's a lot of underlining
stuff. The underlining issue is that they're giving KD special treatment and trying to protect him to look at the future of this franchise. And today, right now, at this point, the rest of the team's like, screw KD. Like,
there could be a bunch of different angles. KD gets preferential treatment. Cool.
Correct. That's my angle.
Draymond has a big mouth, and nobody's ever really told him to shut up. Now they're telling him to shut up. Draymond's a ball hog at the end of the game with 6 seconds left. Is he crazy? There's other people that need to take that shot.
And this is another thing. Before KD got there, like I said, Draymond was one of the big three. Now he's the odd man out of the big three because it's Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson. So whenever they win games, you don't hear, oh, Draymond Green was the star of the game. Very rare. So he got that rebound, and he thought, okay, you know what? I can go down, hit the game-winning shot, and all the focus will be on me tonight.
But he didn't even come close.
He didn't even get the shot off.
He got, he tackled, threw the ball.
Yeah,
he traveled, and he double-dribbled, and then he just lost the ball.
So I think a little bit of him, maybe when you rebound that ball, thinks, man, I can be the hero
tonight.
With one shot, I can go down and win the game, and then I get that attention that we all crave. Because they're all egotistical. All of them have egos. They have egos. And a little bit of him is like, man, I want to get the love tonight. I don't want to pass the ball to KD because it's going to be more KD wins the game. KD wins the game, and I'm tired of hearing that.
And that's my
point.
So
it's a little bit of jealousy.
Yeah, for sure. And that's my point, too. Like, those egos get in the way. And when you're given KD special treatment, those egos are like, well, screw you then. Like, fine. Let's see you win a championship with KD.
They will.
Well, I know, but I'm telling you, at this point, without Steph Curry playing, the rest of the team's like, all right, fine.
Yeah, they're a little in trouble without him. But that's just the Warriors, man. I mean, you think it's perfect? Man, they got all these studs. What an amazing life they live. No. They got so many problems.
The more studs you have, the more trouble you learn.
Usually it's kept in the locker room. Every team has issues. Every team. No team is a big, happy family. They can be a happy family on the court, and they keep their fights in-house, but there is something wrong. It's sort of like if you watch Survivor. On the outside, every alliance
comparison.
I have a good one too.
Every alliance looks happy and good, and everybody's on the same page. But deep down, there's some kind of issue that is going to cause someone to break from that alliance and go their separate way. You don't see it because they hide it.
Right.
That's sort of like professional sports. They try to hide it, and that's why when it gets out, it's like, wow, there's a lot of trouble in there.
Or I was just going to say, like, when, you know, you're growing up and you got your parents and your friend's parents, and the first time you go over to your friend's place and his parents yell at him, maybe they yell at
you,
and you're like, oh, my God. Whoa, that just got real. These parents aren't the perfect world I thought they were.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like when you watch Friends, you watch the TV show, and it's like they're all really good friends, but then now you read stories of, like, yeah, they were all a-holes to each other.
They all hated each other.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
You know, Matthew Perry was on drugs or whatever. Like, all this stuff, like, the same thing.
You read about it later on, and that's what happens. Like, 10 years ago, we learned about, oh, the Bulls, there was a lot of Michael Jordan punched Steve Kerr in practice. Maybe they talked about that back in the day, but I was just too young to know that. And the Warriors did play the Rockets last night, and the Rockets said bye-bye to Carmelo Anthony. Listen, I don't know.
What is Melo doing right now?
Well, Melo is looking for landing spots. He wants to play.
He's flying.
He's running out of fuel.
Ah, we're looking for landing.
Tower control 4721. I'm going to need to land here pretty soon.
We're over Dallas. Is there a chance we can land?
Nope.
Okay, our landing spot has been shut down.
Oh, let me head on over back to New York City. Hey, Knicks, your old buddy Carmelo here. They got any opening there on the runway? Over.
We'll check Memphis en route to New York. Anything over there? Nope. All right, we're going to fly right through Tennessee.
All right, let me head on over to Canada, Toronto. Hey, how you doing, guys? Good big buddy. You got me here?
It's Carmelo. The tarmac's full.
All right. Okay. Let me head back to the United States then.
Yeah.
That was good, Kevin. Hey,
can we get a turkey? What's going on over in Turkey right now?
Oh, he could play in Turkey. I wonder.
He would be good over there.
He would dominate over there.
I wonder if another NBA GM thinks Carmelo has anything left. Because you saw in Oklahoma City,
New York,
didn't look like he had anything left last year. So then the Rockets think, oh yeah, we're going to hit a home run. We're going to sign him. Boy, and they found out after 10 games that, you know what? He's got nothing left.
Yeah.
He's got nothing left. And this is D'Antoni talking about what happened with Melo.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you send me that? I just had those two
Hey,
clubs.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, did you not scroll down the email?
No.
So what did he say? Do it in D'Antoni's voice.
Yeah, just act like we
are. Oh, man, I don't know how to.
Play the clip, Ray.
Well, I mean, we tried to hit a home run. I don't know how to sound like D'Antoni. I'm not.
What did he say?
He said, you know, look, we tried to go for a home run. It didn't work. Like, he tried everything we asked him to do. It just wasn't working, so we had to cut him loose. And they're like, why now? And he's like, well, why now? Because if I would have done this in 2 months, you'd have been like, why now? Out of respect for him, we were, you know, it wasn't good for him. It wasn't good for us, so we're going to go ahead and move on, and we wish him the best of luck. And they said, do you feel bad for him? He goes, it's a business, man. It's a business. He goes,
he goes, you feel bad anytime you have to do something like that, but it's a business.
But it is
a
business. Right.
Hey, dude, do you feel bad for Melo, dude?
Dude, did you cry at all last night afterwards?
No, I was just watching some sitcoms.
Yeah, it's work.
So, yeah, I don't know if anybody would sign Carmelo. Why would you? If you've seen him, I think it's over.
I mean, what does he do anymore? I just always see his three-pointers.
He's 34.
I see his broke-ass three-pointers that are just terrible. He bricks them all. And he can't drive. He doesn't have the speed. He doesn't do any cool dunks
anymore.
He
can't play defense.
What does he do?
And so here's the thing. I'm not going to tell him he should retire because we say, oh, they should retire. They should retire. And I do that too because I'm like, oh, Eli should retire. As a professional athlete, you should retire when you want. Don't listen to us about telling you when to retire.
Don't worry. They're not.
But if you want to go out there and look like crap, go out there and look like crap because, Carmelo, you look like absolute crap. You have nothing left. But if you want to just drag your legacy through the mud and just try to hang on to some team and score 6 points a game and shoot 3 of 12 from the field, go for it, Carmelo, because you are no one. I do not know a contending team that would want you, and a young team, why would you want Carmelo? Because he's always got a terrible attitude.
Hey, and don't say that athletes don't listen to the show. You'd be surprised.
Well, the only way I would consider going back is just make another million. All right, let me look like crap for another year, make another million, see how I feel next year, maybe make another million after that. And it's just, at this point, it's I'm not going to be awesome anymore. We're not going to win a championship. I'm not going to join the Warriors. Let's just try to make some money before I go, before I have to be a car salesman.
But these guys that are really into the game, they go overseas then. Dude, that's when they go to the Turkeys. That's when they play in Istanbul. That's when they play in all these wacky different team names where you don't even, it's the Sharks.
Is that above Carmelo? Is yes. Carmelo?
I don't know. AI went over there and dominated.
Who's AI?
Allen Iverson.
I mean,
he went over there. A bunch of good guys went over there.
Well, Marbury, I don't know.
Marbury? Yeah, he was big.
This is off season.
He's big over
there.
Right? No. This is when they don't get signed in the NBA. They go overseas and because you can still make a good living. So people, if you watch college basketball and you're like, man, that dude should be in the NBA, and then he doesn't make it in the NBA.
They're overseas.
They're Turkey.
They go over to Turkey, China. They play overseas and they can still make a good living.
What's good money? What's a good?
Oh, they can make $100,000 easily.
Oh, I bet you they make $1 million, a couple million.
If they're really good.
Yeah.
But the basic guys are still making good money.
Yeah, Jimmer Fredette, he couldn't stick in the NBA. He's scoring 75 in China. He's probably making $1 million, I would bet. I don't know how to do the
conversion from yen to dollars,
but he's getting paid and he's playing basketball for a living. Hey, good for you.
In America, if you don't do good podcast and radio, you go over there and guys can make a living. There's some good podcast money over there.
In Turkey?
Overseas.
Huh. Oh. Is that where we're headed?
They're like, whatever happened to the Sore Losers? I heard they went overseas.
They're doing play-by-play for the Turkey League.
Yeah, guys, and guess what? Patrick Mahomes' season's about to go down the drain.
Why?
If you have, you want to know why?
Because he puts ketchup on his
steak. But
saw that.
Now he's going to take a lot more chances. He's not going to be as careful with the football.
He told somebody that?
No.
Leaked audio.
Because Heinz Ketchup offered him free ketchup for life if he throws 57 TDs this year.
Oh.
Hey, Patrick Mahomes, you give us 57 touchdowns, we'll give you Heinz on your steak for life.
How many does he have now?
Has 31 touchdowns this season. It would be the record. It'd be a record. 57.
He's on pace.
So he's definitely on pace.
So my thing is, in the back of his mind, he's going to be like, man, Tyreek Hill's double covered. But Oh, catch up for life. I'm throwing it anyway. See, interception. He's going to be taking a lot more chances.
You laughed at me when I said Mookie had tacos in the back of his mind when he stole that base in the World Series. The same thing. You're right. Mahomes is definitely thinking about ketchup right now.
What do you say? He puts it on his steak?
Yeah, yes. Everything.
There's
he puts it on everything.
Things you can put on your steak. A1's money. I'll throw in a little bit of barbecue.
But I talked about that yesterday. A1's vinegary. Is ketchup.
Hey, I don't think it's weird, but I put it on. He puts it on his macaroni and cheese also.
That's messed up.
That's weird.
I can mix it a little bit with barbecue sauce, not with ketchup. Macaroni and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah, when you're going when you're at the barbecue places,
sure.
you get
the
mac and
sauce
cheese.
Gets in there?
It gets into it a little bit. I'm not necessarily putting it on the mac and cheese, but it's good.
Good call.
You know the barbecue place I'm talking about. We found this little our honey hole. Peg leg porker.
Oh, peg leg. Yeah.
It's really good.
You go there, there's a long line sometimes out the door, but it's worth it. And especially on the weekends, that's when all the tourists hit it.
Yeah, so if you're a Patrick Mahomes fan, you Chiefs fans, you got to be careful. He's going to be throwing some more interceptions because he's going to be getting greedy because he wants ketchup for life.
Are you serious? Like, do you
no!
think?
No!
No, okay.
No!
I couldn't tell.
No, I don't, I'm not really serious
do
about it.
Do you think he's going to try to do 57?
Well, of course he's going to try. He's playing football. He's going to try to score as much as he can. But
that's not going to be his main
motivation is to score 57 touchdowns. His main motivation is to win a Super Bowl and get to the playoffs.
And those four life things are never that good. You always just get way too much of something you don't need that much of.
There's fine print.
How many bottles of ketchup can you do in a year? Maybe.
Well, if he puts ketchup on everything, probably quite a few. Right. And here's the realistic thing. Hines is probably going to send him ketchup anyway.
Yeah.
He's probably going to have ketchup for the rest of his life. He'll probably get a ketchup endorsement out of this. It's a good thing to come out and say things like this because you get endorsements. Like Marshawn Lynch with Skittles.
He got Skittles?
Yeah, I believe so. He has a Skittles endorsement. Like
really?
he has to eat Skittles before every game.
Ah.
And so then he's in Skittles commercials.
Yeah, and you always think stuff's amazing. Oh, amazing. I got it in bulk. If you go to those bulk places.
Yeah,
but then you got to store it.
Okay, thing happened to me. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I go to college. My mom gives me 2 boxes of shampoo. Y'all, I had those 2 boxes. I lugged them around every year of college. I never made it through the 2 boxes of shampoo. It ended up being the worst curse ever, but to the point that my friends were like, get this shampoo out of here. You don't always need bulk in something. Minimal's fine. Don't get crazy.
I get bulk in toilet paper.
Yeah, you'll never
toilet
run
paper
through it all.
No,
I go through it all the time.
And toilet paper never gets bad. It never goes stale.
Yes.
So it's fine to get that. Paper towels.
Paper towels.
What a dishwasher detergent. Things
yes.
like washing... Laundry soap. Yeah.
All right.
Bar soap.
Yes.
It's never going to go old. Shampoo,
correct.
You can just stick it in the closet if you're not.
Yeah, but the shampoo, I just got tired of the smell,
well,
man.
Well, that's because you move so much. If you just live in one place for more than a year, like in a house or an apartment, it's okay. You stick it in a closet and
dude,
it's there.
Dude, you know those HGTV shows, Flip and Flop? That's me. Every year I'm trying to flip to another apartment. You know what I'm saying?
But you're not making any money off those.
That's the difference, though. That's why they're on TV.
My dad went out drinking with this dude who distributes a Dial soap one night, and he rolled up at like 2 in the morning, and he woke me up. And he's like, come on, help me, help me. And I guess his buddy that he was drinking with gave him boxes of soap, like so many. Dude, my whole, from like junior high to high school, I used Dial soap from that night.
Really?
Yeah.
That
lasted
awesome.
Like 7 years in my childhood.
That's really cool. See, I wish... Like, I can't believe we don't have companies that listen to this podcast and be like, man, I should send them lifetime supply or whatever.
They're probably listening right now.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Whatever you guys want.
We're not opposed to getting things for life.
Nah.
Like, we're cool. We can
just
use
mentioned
it.
Toilet paper, paper towels,
whatever
you want.
Clothes. I mean, listen, guys, we're just a couple of guys doing a podcast, and I mean... We don't make any money on this.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, if you want to send us something for life, we'd be loving
it. What was it Carrie Underwood said randomly that she got a bunch of hairspray? She's like, I had to give it to my mom, my other friends. I'm never going to blow through that much hairspray in my lifetime.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, what's his name said? What's his name?
Virgin
Branson.
We're going to quote him every podcast, I think.
The more money I make, the less people want me to buy things, pay for things, which is awesome.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. Did you guys watch college football at all last night?
No.
I saw a highlight. It was
Who
a crapper
played?
Game.
It was the University of Houston playing Tulane.
That one.
Okay.
Tulane's burned me before on bets, by the way.
That's how he knows the team.
Well, Ed Oliver plays for Houston. He's a defensive tackle. He's going to be a top 5 pick in this upcoming draft. He's a junior. And before the season, he said, listen, I'm just going to say it right now. I am leaving school after this year to go pro. So he got hurt a few weeks ago, and so he's missed a few games. And he sat out again last night, held himself out, according to a tweet I saw. He held himself out.
Okay.
So he's on the sideline in, you know, those big puffy jackets
yeah.
the players wear?
Keep you warm?
To keep you warm.
It's like a big overcoat?
Major Applewhite, it's right before halftime, sees him in one of those big puffy jackets and tells him, Those are for players only. You take that off.
Ooh.
So he takes the jacket off of him. And Oliver tries to go at Major Applewhite.
Yes.
Like they were going to fight.
Did they capture this at all?
Oh, yeah. There's video out there where he's yelling at him, trying, and everybody's holding him back.
And
they just walked to the locker room, and Oliver never came back. He wasn't seen on the sideline.
That's one of those things. We'll hear about that in 10 years, what really happened.
I think we pretty much know what happened.
Yeah, what happened is he said, look, sorry, I mean, those are for players only. When you're not playing, you don't get to wear the puffy jacket.
But why did he sit himself out, though? Like, what's that drama
about? Well, that is, the drama is he wants to make sure he's 100%. He doesn't want to risk injury. He's going to be a top five pick. The University of Houston thinks he's okay to play now. Like, the training staff.
Yeah. So Major went into the game yesterday saying, like, we want you to play. And he was like, nope, I'm not ready.
Right. And so.
I didn't even know players could do that.
You can do whatever you want as a player.
I get it.
It's
but
your
I mean,
body. And
it's also your career.
And they interviewed Major Applewhite after the game, and he said, look, I see it from both perspectives. I totally understand. But he can bounce back from this, or he can – we'll see. Like a team, we come back from adversity, he can do the same thing. Because they're like, what's going to happen from here? And he's like, you know, hey, we're here for him. Like, whatever he wants to do. Because Oliver had said he plans to play the next game. But now I bet you he doesn't play. Because Major Applewhite took the jacket from him.
It's a big move.
Do you think that's being spiteful on Major Applewhite? Or do you think it's him trying to show people, hey, you got to earn that jacket?
No, spiteful. Spiteful. I mean, there must have been a fight before. Like, there must have just been a huge argument. No, I need you to play. No, I don't want to play. Because Major, the fact that he came out and said, hey, you know what? I understand both sides. Again, PR. I think behind closed doors, it was like, you serious? Like, I'm asking you to play. I know your health. I know how healthy you are. I know you can play right now, and you're not going to do it? Fine. Sit down. Then he goes out there
and
sees him
cold.
In the jacket.
Yeah, it's cold outside. He's like, no jacket for you.
Give me that jacket.
Let's be real. It's petty. It's talking about a puffy jacket.
Yeah.
We're talking about a puffy jacket. We are talking about a puffy jacket. That's petty.
Now, those Let's jackets do look comfortable.
Hey,
they look awesome.
If you're in the cold, though, and you really need to stay warm, you need to get a puffy jacket. They are absolutely beautiful. Under 32 degrees, they're going to keep you warm, and they're going to keep you ready to go. Hey, those jackets are amazing.
Yeah. No frostbite.
You'll never get cold in a puffy jacket.
Where were they? Were they in...
They were in Houston.
And it was pretty cold last night, huh?
I don't know how cold...
I talked to my brother. He said it was like, you know, 30s.
Cold for Houston.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's gotten cold everywhere.
Now it's coming back.
You do weather, right?
Yeah. Most places drop 10, 15 degrees.
Oh, we got some snow here yesterday.
Yeah.
It was spitting.
It was spitting some flakes when I was out walking the dog.
That was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I was like, wow, Snowmageddon 2018. We're going to get snowed in.
It wasn't that good.
What?
As soon as the snow touched the ground, it was done.
So what does that mean weather-wise? What do you think the temperature was because of that?
Well, it said, according to my phone, it said it was 36, but it felt like 27.
There you go.
Yeah, but
that's how it turns into snow. Sure. Otherwise, it would have been rain.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And then when it melts as soon as it hits the ground, it's because it hasn't been that cold. It's
exactly.
Because the day before, it was like 40.
Exactly. The ground's really warm.
Right.
Yeah. And I know Eddie was watching the Packers-Seahawks last night.
I wasn't.
Oh, you were at the Beach
Boys. I watched
the
end of the game, okay. But I was at the Beach Boys concert.
The Jinx struck again last night.
The Madden Jinx?
No, just the Jinx, period. You
the
guys don't believe.
Jinx of Lombardi?
You don't believe in the Jinx.
The curse of Lombardi?
Mason Crosby goes out to kick a field goal in the first half. The Packers were up 7-0. This is to take it 10-0 over the Seahawks. And the announcer says, as they're lining up to kick, he goes, man, Mason Crosby, 9 in a row.
Why do they do that? Goes, I hate it when they do that.
No, you don't believe in the Jinx, so it doesn't matter.
No, but they always do that,
He said, Mason Crosby's been hot the last few games. He's hit 9 field goals in a row.
Come on!
And half a second later, they snap the ball, wide left! Wide left.
Guys, I feel like they do it on purpose, right?
It is the absolute truth. You cannot say that. It's sort of like a few weeks ago, I had Justin Tucker is my kicker in fantasy, okay? And I needed him to kick the extra point or something. And they're like, or betting-wise, I had the Ravens -2.5 against the Saints. And the Ravens score a touchdown, and they just got to kick the extra point to tie it to go to extra time. Overtime. And they say, Justin Tucker has never missed an extra point
that's
in his career.
That's the crap I'm talking about.
In his career, he's never missed an extra point. And guess what happens?
He missed the extra point.
He misses the extra point.
And it's not that the Jinx made it miss.
No, the Jinx did.
Coacher.
Robbie Gold for the 49ers, my fantasy kicker a couple weeks ago. Robbie Gold hadn't missed a field goal in 2 years. misses the field goal.
Coach, if you go back and watch the video of the guy with half the foot who kicked for New Orleans Saints back in like the 60s, when that right before he's like, no one's ever made a 60-yard field goal. Boom! The dude had a half a foot, really. Like he kicked with like a block, and he made it. They always say crap like that.
Yes, and it's
annoying.
What's annoying, though, in baseball season when a guy's going for a no-hitter or a perfect game, I know the announcer has to say, we're in the seventh, he is 9 outs away from a perfect game. I know he has to say that. And then I know also in the ninth,
they don't have to say
it. When there's 2 outs and they're 1 out away, I know they have to say it. But how many perfect games and no-hitters get broken up with 1 out left?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying there's any connection, but I am saying there's a little bit of a jinx factor because every single time they go, I hate to say this, but he is 1 out away from a perfect game. And the second he says that, the very minute that it happens, boom, base hit up the middle. Every single time, double off the wall.
Do you think that's the jinx?
Maybe. The announcer doesn't, I get it's your job to announce what's going on, but you don't necessarily have to do the perfect game, no-hitter thing. Just say, it's a beautiful night tonight. Man, what a game. There's a no-hitter.
Right.
You don't have to set up the no-hitter like that, explaining that there's only 1 out left.
Like the Justin Tucker thing. I'm sure they said it hundreds of other times before. He's like, he's never missed an extra point, and here goes another one. He made another one. You know what I'm saying? It's that time when he misses it. It's just like, you son of a... Like, why do you have to say stuff like that? Those damn stats. But,
and he's also never... It's impossible to make every one. Right. So he's gonna miss one. So there you go.
Yeah. And the kicker was Tom Dempsey. And I just wanted to let you know, the reason he wears the block, he was born without toes on his right foot.
Yeah.
And he had no fingers on his right hand.
Yeah, it was crazy. I remember that. I didn't watch it live. I remember seeing like...
No way. He didn't watch it live?
No.
That's crazy.
And coach, and he would put his shoe on, Ray.
Yeah.
And his shoelaces were on his heel. So he would tie his shoe on his heel. That was a kind of special shoe.
And you watched him in the 60s?
No, my mom would buy me these like tapes, you know, those like football follies. Or like crazy...
And he was in them.
Crazy NFL
plays. I've seen those.
Plays. Yeah, and his 60-yard, I think he was the first one to ever break the 60-yard field goal.
I just didn't know. I knew about him, but I didn't know that he was born without toes. I thought maybe he got in an accident or something.
And had to chop his foot off?
Something. But yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and before he kicks it, the announcer is like, no one has ever made a field goal this long, and boom.
Yeah, but the jinx strikes again. That's it. I mean, that is just
proof.
I don't
know, Coach.
I mean, Mason Crosby's hit 9 in a... Well,
I spoke too soon on that one.
Exactly. And since we're speaking NFL, we might as well play a game, right, Eddie?
No.
Yeah. We got the shocker again. Yeah.
Why doesn't Ray play it?
I got you next week.
Let's
dude.
Get Ray to play it. Lunchbox.
Hey, Eddie.
Lunchbox.
Eddie.
Let's get Ray to play it.
Okay, whatever.
What's the game?
It's name that NFL coach.
That's you, coach.
No, we'll do
that's
Ray.
That's you.
Ray. I played last week.
We can alternate.
I know. I played last week.
You go one, I go two. Go.
Cool. I played
last week. Put it up to the microphone.
Put it on your arm. Let's hear it.
Coach, I played last week.
I'm fine with
guys,
playing.
Guys, we're not going to be little girls.
There we go.
Here we go.
Give it to me. I'm doing it on my arm.
There he is. No, not your arm, your neck.
No.
I did it on my neck last week.
I don't care. It rained last week. It's not raining this week.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Coach, stop hitting it like you did.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I did because I wanted to test it.
And
Lunchbox,
it hit me.
Tell him to put it on his neck.
I did tell him to put it on.
Dude, it almost hurts even worse
guys,
on that.
Guys, let's not argue about this. Let's just play the
game. Let's just play the game.
This is called...
Hey, hold on. Music.
I can't hit the music with this
fine,
on my
I'll
arm.
I'll do it.
Is it this one?
Yeah. Here, I got it. Go.
Oh, Coach, you're going to play that music?
Yeah.
No, that's Would You Rather music,
Coach,
I thought.
I don't have any other music. Oh, we need shocker music. I'll get that ready for next tune. All right, go.
Well, Ray, come over to the microphone.
Yeah, I got to get into it.
Wait, okay.
I'll hit it. Move.
Okay, go.
Jeez.
All right.
Set up a new game and we're all out of whack.
We'll start out with an easy one. Head coach of the Seattle Seahawks.
Pete Carroll.
Leave the music up.
No, you don't need
it
the whole
time.
That's the whole point. Nah. Let me handle this. Okay. I'm the audio guy.
Head coach, Atlanta Falcons.
Shock him.
Shock me. I don't even know.
You don't even want to guess?
I've seen him before.
Dungy.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn.
Here, Eddie's turn.
How
many of these
it?
Are there?
There's 5.
Who all the right. F is Dan Quinn?
I've
never heard of him in my life.
Can I name a player?
Yeah.
All
Devonta
right.
Freeman.
You didn't even pronounce it correctly.
Devonta.
Oh. What?
No, Devontae.
Dude, shock
not,
him for
is
that.
Is that an A?
Oh, my gosh.
Coach, he's a major fantasy guy, and you don't even know how to say his name.
Cincinnati Bengals.
You know him.
Marvin Lewis.
Correct.
You.
Wow.
I thought it was Andy Dalton.
Two left. Andy, the quarterback. He's coach and quarterback.
Denver Broncos.
Oh, man.
Oh, no chance.
There's no way I know that. I don't. Got me.
Guess.
I mean, I know it's. Ow!
Michael J. Fox.
I'll name the CEO, John Elway.
Okay, are you going to guess the coach yet?
I don't know his name.
Okay.
You already hit. Stop!
Oh, it's Vance Joseph.
I'm done.
It's not mine. No, we got one more.
No, we got one more.
Hit me. I'm good.
One more.
He
one more.
Hit me like three times. I'm good.
Put it on, Ray.
I won't need it. I'll nail this.
Put it on.
Put it on.
Go. You hit me like three times, coach.
Okay, New York Giants.
Oh, Coughlin, but somebody different now.
Coughlin.
Put it on.
Put it on
your neck.
Put it on.
No, I'm done. You hit me three times last time.
No, put it on.
Shut up. You hit me three times last
Coach,
time.
Coach, put the shocker Shut on.
Up. Hey, I love you guys doing the tag team, though. Good job.
I was by myself
nothing
when
like
I had to do it. It was
like
no
a good
fun.
Tag team. Coach, you can't hit me three times
I
when I
didn't mean
one.
To.
Coach, you drilled me three times, and then you expect me just to
Don't
be
worry,
cool with
we're,
getting a fifth
We're coming
one.
Up with a game for you, Lunchbox. Don't worry.
Yeah, this is easy, though. Do you what? Understand? You can't come up with something that's really hard.
We'll give you something easy.
Fine.
All right.
I mean, if you would come up with a game, that'd be great.
I'm actually happy that I got a couple of those. That was surprising.
I'm going to do easy volleyball trivia.
Because when
no, that's not easy.
Why wouldn't it be?
When I'm watching a game, I'm never like, oh, the old head coach, that old guy. No, I'm looking at fantasy guys.
I couldn't tell you any of these head coaches.
You don't want to know the only thing I do know about head coaches is when I actually see them, I'm like, oh! That's his head. That's their head coach. I'm more shocked than it was that he's the head coach.
Funny you say shocked. Put the shocker
Boom.
On. You got one more.
Boom.
No, he quit. Like, we can't even play games anymore.
I quit. When so I got stupid. When you get drilled three times for missing one, you lose faith in the game and you lose trust. It sucks, though, in life and that this.
See, because I only heard one scream, so I didn't know if it was working.
Dude, it was an old triple hit.
Next week, I'll put together a game for you, Lunchbox.
Okay.
Are you gonna Easy volleyball trivia.
That won't be, that won't be
Dude,
played.
Easy gymnastics
I've
trivia.
I've heard some really bad games. That might maybe be the worst one.
That might be the worst one.
Well, no, I need to find something to shock you for.
Right, like, right.
If I do head coaches with you, you're going
to
know them all.
But that's the point. This is, like, you can't just go to some obscure game that it makes it impossible. These are.
Ooh, I got one. I got a good one. I already got it in my head. I'll write it down.
Nice.
And we'll play that next week on the Sore Losers podcast.
Man, this podcast is taking a turn for terrible.
Why? Because Ray?
Well, because everybody's just fighting. And last night or a couple nights ago, Syracuse was playing basketball.
Saw it.
you saw what?
No, I mean, I saw their
Okay,
terribles.
Who's their head coach?
I know who that is. you know who it is?
Put the shocker
Help
on.
Help me.
No, I was writing down. What was the question?
Syracuse's head basketball coach.
Yeah. He's glasses. He's kind of balding, white dude.
Jim Boeheim.
Yeah. Jim Boeheim.
Okay. He's a wily vet.
He has been there for, let me see how long.
40 years.
And we didn't know him.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But his son now plays for the team, right?
Bill Boeheim.
Boeheim. He has been there. Wow, he's 73 years old. That's a long time.
Been there for 40 years?
He's won 1,027 games and lost 368. So he started coaching at Syracuse in 1976.
All right, so that
His son's on the team now. They misspelled his son, the Boeheim name, on his jersey.
Really?
Wow.
Who was the first person I wanted to notice that? Because obviously the jersey maker's
Oh, the
didn't.
Coach.
Obviously the player didn't. He threw the jersey on.
Well, okay, because the jersey's on your back.
Well, hold on.
You still
kind of
look at it.
I don't think you look at it. I think you just see it on your locker, you put it on, and you go out on the court.
Give me a shot. Pronounce his name?
Boeheim.
So if I were making the jersey, I would say B-E.
No.
You're
no.
wrong already.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay. Ray?
B-O.
Okay.
I'll buy the second letter, E.
Okay.
H-I.
And
H-E-I-M.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, how funny is that the coach has been there since 1976?
But I'm saying that's a multiple miss on that one. The maker missed it. The equipment guy missed it. The player missed
it.
The announcers missed it. Who was the first person to notice
it? Did he wear it and then they saw it on the game?
He wore it in the game, but I think at that point you have to just wear it. Because if you show up to your locker, they don't have time to make you a new jersey
True.
Before game time.
And keep that jersey. Put it up in your room. That's cool.
Yeah, that's the one I would frame.
I bet Jim was the first one to notice it, too. Whoa. My last name isn't spelled right on my son's back of his jersey.
That's my son, and that's not my last name.
Oh, hold on, get over
what
here.
What the?
1,000 wins, 300 losses, get over here.
And this weekend, big weekend in college football.
You're so stupid.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And Stanford. No?
Notre Dame travels to Yankee Stadium.
That is going to be amazing.
To take on Syracuse.
Yeah!
Wow.
That's a big game.
This is a huge
And I think it's a
game.
Little afternoon matinee, so it's perfect on a Saturday.
I cannot wait for this game.
What if there's a little snow at Yankee
That's
Stadium?
That's what I'm hoping for.
I is don't it know. Gonna, is it? Armageddon or Snowmageddon just hit, and I think it's maybe clearing up
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's clearing up a little bit.
Is it going to look like Oakland A games or, I mean, Raider games?
Exactly.
With a freaking dirt on the field?
Yeah.
Probably.
Every time that they show the statues in center field of the Yankees legends,
Babe Ruth.
You've got a drink.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's a 1:30 p.m. Central Time game, so that is going to be good. So 2:30 Eastern
and every
for
time
Syracuse,
they mention
Notre Dame.
Every time they mention Aaron Judge, drink. Every time that they mention, it's a little bit different for these players to play on a baseball field. You got to drink. Stuff like that, you know.
Does the kicker slip on the dirt?
Yankee Stadium.
I think they'll put grass all the now that the
Oh, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be like the Oakland
I don't
games.
Think so because the baseball season's over.
Yeah.
So I think they'll have grass all the way across.
I was hoping
But
be
I don't
like...
know. I haven't paid attention to this game where they play at Yankee Stadium, so I don't know. But I would assume it's grass all the way just because baseball season's over, so they don't have to worry about the dirt. They have plenty of time. They can pull that and make it beautiful
sure.
again.
And I would say usually this isn't that big of a game, but now that Syracuse is amazing, and it's obviously got Notre Dame, like this is a huge game at Yankee Stadium. I don't think it usually gets the big ones.
Right. Syracuse is number 12 in the nation. Their coach, Dino Babert, he's good. I like him. He's a fiery dude. He's yelling and screaming. I just like him. I think after this weekend, when they beat Notre Dame, that he's going to – big schools are going to come calling. They're going to want him as their head coach.
Coach, are you taking that to the bank? Are you
Guys, I just want to let you know, Syracuse is getting 10 points.
Oh, wow.
10 points.
Take them.
Okay. Eddie was on Syracuse to beat Clemson 2 weeks before they played.
Correct.
He was a little ahead of the schedule there.
Yeah, way ahead
it
of
didn't
it.
Happen. But, guys, I'm going to tell you, Notre Dame hasn't seen a team like Syracuse this year.
They can put up points.
They can put up points. They can play defense. This is going to be a slug fest. Guys, you want to make some money this weekend? You take the Syracuse Orange plus 10 at Yankee Stadium against Notre Dame, and you're going to hear this. Cha-ching! And you can take that to the bank.
Dang.
Wow.
That is how you do it.
That's very good. I agree with you. I don't think that the Orange will win the game, but yes, they will make you money for sure.
Hey, so you're taking it to the bank. Was it that they win or they get the plus 10?
No, they get the plus 10.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
I'm not going crazy here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I did also call Notre Dame to win the whole thing. So, I mean, they have to win this game. They're going to win the whole thing.
And the other really big game in college football, there's a couple, I guess. Cincinnati goes to UCF. Central Florida, they're trying to keep their winning streak alive, whatever. I don't think they're any good. But Iowa State at Texas, that has big implications in the Big 12. Can Texas win two in a row? Let's see what's going on.
I haven't even really seen Iowa State play.
They're pretty decent.
The Iowa teams have sucked this year. They're decent. All of them are, I guess.
Well, Cyclones are decent.
Yeah. Iowa State is decent.
Yeah.
I like their head coach. They play hard. They're tough. But did you see him getting a fight with Baylor last week? I mean, they got in a brawl.
Oh, that was a brawl, yeah.
That was an absolute
Some
brawl.
Guys are getting suspended,
yeah,
they're too,
running back. Their number one running back suspended for the first half. But
the
yeah.
first half of the game?
And I just wonder half. I wonder how Texas, how they respond. Like, this week has to have been a distraction. I haven't been around the Texas program, but I bet you those kids are talking about the Twitter thing.
Oh, the Herman thing?
The Twitter. They have to be.
Herm's never said anything, right?
He didn't to.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't have to say anything.
Just let it blow over.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't happen, like stuff like that doesn't blow over, but you can kind of kill some time.
That's the news cycle. Just wait for something else to come up, try to hurry up, let someone else, you know, take the spotlight.
But once there's that slow news day, though, it'll pop back up.
Yep.
What I've learned is you have two choices. You can either talk about it, boom, right away, or just hope that it passes. And it kind of seems like it's passing. So he gambled and he won on that one.
Well, we'll see. I mean, unless more comes out or
anything. I haven't
seen
none of these other websites are talking anymore about it. They're like, boom, here's a post, but on to the next thing.
And they won't address it during the game because it's on the Longhorn Network.
Oh, dude, they can't.
No, they won't bring it up.
Hey, John, did you happen to read the paper?
I did. What's your thought on Herman and those massage parlors? You ever been to a massage parlor there, Jim? I can't say I have, Bob.
Herman, had a good week coaching. Have you seen anything else? They both just try to stay away from him. No, I'm. You know, all I've heard is it's been a great week of practice.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's got different affairs. I mean,
different
things.
What I meant is that there's daily affairs in everybody's life.
Daily affairs.
Yeah. Generally speaking.
Right. And then there's a 4th-and-1 play coming up right there. Let's move on and talk about the game here for a second.
Let's go over to our Twitter question of the day. Hopefully it's appropriate.
This one comes from at Coach Zach Smith.
Guys, we're going to go right now online. Let's read those Twitter questions. Okay, that one's from Zach Smith. Okay, guys. Guys,
let me see here. We got Zach Smith.
Okay, guys, can we pull that tweet? Let's go over to the Aflac trivia question of the day. Here we go.
Yeah, those are really the only, I mean, for me, that's the only really big games in college football. I mean, Alabama's playing Citadel. Like, who cares?
Is that even on the line? Like, can you bet on that one?
I don't think there's a line.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a spread.
They didn't go that high.
Gotta be.
No. They're not going to do minus 70.
No. Dude, my websites love to jump on those.
Yeah. And so, and then
let me see.
NFL, I mean, last night, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, everybody wants to talk about greatest quarterback of all time. Couldn't even complete a 3rd-and-2, threw it in the dirt. I mean, they lose again.
And he got gifted a ball at the beginning of the game, first 8 seconds in.
4-5-1. But they still say they have a 30% chance to make the playoffs. I don't know how the Packers are going to make the playoffs.
Because their division sucks so bad.
What are you talking about? The Bears and Vikings are 6-3.
Maybe they think the Bears are going to start to suck.
The Bears are 6-3. The Vikings are, what are the Vikings?
I don't see a Bama
5-3-1.
Sorry, boys. They're not going to put minus 50 on
the
betting
site. Right, you're right. NFL this weekend, there's some weird games. We're finding out if the Titans are good at, like, can they beat the Patriots. Now they go play the Colts, who the Colts are hot.
And the
Colts have been playing well.
I was trying to think of dome records and stuff like that. I mean, the thing I know about the Titans is you freaking never know what they're going to do. They go over to London, they look terrible. They go down to Miami, they look terrible. They come home, they look amazing against the Eagles. They look amazing against the Patriots. How do they look in the dome in Indianapolis? Who knows? I've watched them in person against Indianapolis. Those games are always dogfights.
Yes.
Watch out.
Steelers-Jaguars is another game that I'm looking forward to because why? Jaguars smoked them last year in the regular season. Then the playoffs, all the Steelers were talking about, oh, can't wait to see the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. Well, too bad you didn't get past the Jaguars. Jaguars beat them twice last year. Yeah. This is revenge game.
And now we can't talk about blank Bell anymore.
Yeah, we're not talking about
him. We don't care about him anymore. He's non-topical.
Or I wonder if any of the news networks are talking about him anymore. If they can't, because there's no news about him anymore.
No news. He's gone.
He's
it's
done.
Over.
No,
we
it'll
don't
pop
care.
Up. It'll pop up.
He did actually come back in the news. They raided his locker. I'm like, this guy's still in the news.
He's going to stay in the news, guys. He has to.
The Steelers players took all of his cleats and his shirts. That makes the news?
Yeah. Yes, because they're looking for anything. Midweek, they're looking for anything to talk about. Anything. You got a lock over there, Ray?
I'm looking at Eddie if he's going to shut the door. You haven't shut the door in a couple, man.
Well, I've taken the week off. My last one
cool,
was...
Cool. Well, it's the weekend. There's so many games. You almost have to lock something. I'm going to lock. You're going to shut the door. Lunch already took something to the bank. We have so many people that bet along with us. I just think it's a disservice if we don't lock it, take it to the bank, and shut the door every Friday for the weekend. We have to. Especially if they like to parlay. At the end of the weekend, they can have $600 if you parlay $100. You want to go first? You want me
to
go first?
No, give me a second. I'm looking at the line right now.
Okay, this sounds like he didn't crunch any numbers, and he's randomly looking at some lines and hoping for a win. This reminds me of my buddy. We'll go to Vegas. I've done research on the plane. I have my books. I have stuff highlighted. My buddy will look at me at 10:30, or in Vegas time, it's like whatever, 8. And he'll say, hey, do you want to do a first half bet? That means you put no research into any of these games we're going to bet on. You're just hoping to randomly win a bet, which is Vegas, is random. It's all luck. You've got to put research into stuff or you then make it 50-50.
Got it.
Okay, then make it better than a 50-50. If you do your research, you should be 60-40 is what I'd like to think.
What's your research?
Dude,
you pull up your phone real quick.
Look at scores. I already know what my bets are this weekend, but I'm trying to think which one do I want to release to the people?
Okay.
Which one am I the most confident in? So, Eddie, go.
Yeah, we have Carolina Panthers going to Detroit. Now, they are giving the Panthers, they are giving the Lions 4.5 points.
Oh, my God. You didn't research.
No, I'm looking at this right now. And there's no way, no possible way that the Lions are going to put up more than 10 points. If they can score 10 on the Panthers are going to just murder the Lions at home in Detroit.
I've heard other people say that.
The Panthers, this will be a blowout game. You want a stress-free take it to the bank, lock it up, slam the door, whatever you want to call it. Guys, the Panthers only have to win by 4.5. Carolina's going to win by 20. Take the Carolina Panthers minus 4.5. slam the door.
Wow. Okay, you got two of them. You guys ready for the lock of the day? Here we go. It's going to be on a Saturday. I don't have an NFL lock, so go ahead and hit it, quit it. On Saturday, you got your winnings. I absolutely love. It's an 11 a.m. start time Central. You got to get up early. Michigan State, Nebraska. The over-under is 48. I've watched Nebraska. I've sat there on that Big Ten network. I have watched them play some football. I've watched every Michigan State football game. The over-under is 48. Over 48. Over. Take the key. Put it in the lock, just like you're opening your door when you come home from work today. Lock it up. Absolutely love it. Michigan State, Nebraska, over 48. It's a simple one. Stress-free. Watch the game with the kids even. You're not even going to be mad. You'll be in a great mood. Over 48, Michigan State. And Nebraska.
Okay. Guys, think about it. You want an NFL pick?
Are you taking two to the bank?
I gave you Syracuse, right?
You're going to the bank twice today?
I'm going to the bank twice. You know, I get talked about on here as hating the Cowboys, right? They're traveling to Atlanta.
I like this.
Okay. Atlanta, 3.5-point favorite. I don't know why Atlanta is a 3.5-point favorite. The Cowboys, all of a sudden they have something to play for after beating the Eagles. The Cowboys think they still can make the playoffs. They are hyped up, coming off a huge win.
Huge win.
Atlanta, they are crying to their mothers after getting stomped by the Browns. They think their season's over. Their defense is terrible. Zeke Elliott is going to run and eat and run
and hurdle
and eat and run and eat. Dak is going to find Amari Cooper for 2 touchdowns. And you're going to give me 3.5 points? I am taking the Dallas Cowboys plus 3.5.
Take it?
No. Take it to the bank!
Dang,
dude. I'm so scared for you right now.
All right, so we got those 4 picks for you guys.
That's it.
I looked at that one, Coach, because I agree with you, but man.
Well, I know you agree with me because you're a Cowboys
fan. Have I ever watched a Cowboy game stress-free? No. Guess what? Cowboys don't play stress-free football. It's going to be a close game.
That's why the spread is 3.
And you think 3 makes it stress-free? No. No. I mean.
And you realize, though, the lines make the game, so it's, in theory, in thought, even. So, like, all these bets and games are going to be stressful. I mean,
no, I'm telling you right now, the Panthers and the Lions will not be stressful.
But I know, but I'm. Hey,
but you're going to see the score at the half. Just go. Go take the family out to eat. Don't even watch the game anymore. You're good. You already won.
But I hear you. So maybe one of them, you know, a majority of these games with the spreads included, that's what the spreads are for, to make the playing field even.
Yeah.
So you're stressed the entire game. You're not watching Alabama Citadel simple because Alabama's going to kill them. There's a spread involved, so that's what makes the game even.
But then you see the Saints game that I picked? I mean, they won by 50. Like, okay.
Well, there are those, and that's what the ones we're trying to find. But yeah, for the majority
Cowboys,
of the
and
game.
That's what I'm saying. The Cowboys and the Falcons will not be that game. I mean, you maybe win at the end of the day. For
no,
sure.
It's stress-free, guys. You don't need to stress. You know it's going to win. I just told you, so don't even stress. Like, even if they're down by 10 at one point, don't stress because eventually they're going to be down by 3 and you
I'm
win.
With you. I'm with you. I'm going to bet it, I'm going to stress.
Oh, I did say that my bet was going to be stress-free, Michigan State and Nebraska, but a 48 over-under, like, honestly, that's not going to hit until late in the fourth quarter.
You're going to be stressed. You're going to be stressed. The only game you're not going to be stressed out are the Lions and the Panthers. That's it. That's the only one. Just get some chips, a beer, whatever you want. Just chill, man.
Chill. So literally, for my Michigan State or Nebraska, why do I keep saying Arkansas? Michigan State and Nebraska, you, for the majority of 2.5 hours, you're going to be worried. But I'm telling
you.
But you will win.
What is your pick on that?
Over 48.
Over 48.
You're going to have to wait a while because Michigan State doesn't put up big points. I've seen Nebraska. They can, which is why the 48 is attainable. But it's not happening in the first half. It's not happening in the third quarter. You're waiting till late in the fourth quarter.
When you say Michigan State, I close my eyes and I can see that Michigan State game that they played each other, and like that Michigan State completing like no passes.
No, Michigan State's offense might be the worst offense in college football.
Might be.
Lewerke kind of hurts, but then they put in Lombardi and he can launch it, which is kind of what I like. And in Nebraska, I feel, you know, that's why I went with it. I like Lombardi, the backup. They'll rotate both those dudes in there.
All right.
All right, guys.
We're out here. Have a good weekend. Oh, my goodness.
That was a fun day, though. It's not a bad Friday. That's how I like to start my weekend.
Oh, you thought it was good?
Yeah.
All right.
I liked it. A lot of good insight today, Coach.
I thought it was pretty terrible, but hey, that's just me.
You're just critical on yourself.
And I like to crack open a beer on Fridays, but we got to work after this, do some other crap.
Yeah, be responsible.
Yeah. All right, everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. I mean, Thanksgiving next week, so woo, get ready.
For what?
Thanksgiving.
We're not going to be doing podcasts, though, Thanksgiving. I'd like to spend time with my family. That's all.
You may not be doing them.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
They may be going up.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Okay, quiet. Quit. Hey, baby box, quiet. Guys, I'm recording this podcast from my cell phone.
Sweetie, can you pass me the dressing?
Mom, I need more turkey. Okay. First one. Guys, the family all
dad,
together.
Dad.
You gotta say, "Would you rather?"
Would you rather?
Here you go. Are you ready, cousin? Here, would you rather? One. All right, guys. Hello, Lunchbox here, Sore Losers Podcast. We're playing the game, guys. Would you rather? Damn, hold on, Dad. Dad, I need you in.
Would
for
you
this.
Rather sleep with your mom or never meet a girl?
Coach, are you gonna do it from your house?
I don't know where I'm going
to
go.
On your cell phone?
My brother would like to be a part of one, and so I'm like, oh, that'd be the perfect opportunity because I'll be in town.
Yeah, I'll be in town. I'm down.
Wait, no, he's going to Texas.
Going to Texas.
Coach.
We can wire you in.
If you have the ability to record one of these and put it up on the internet, Coach, I would be so impressed.
No, there's no chance. Don't even clap for
that.
He'll have to send it to me, and I'm going to be in the mountains.
Well, I'll send it to Eddie, or I'll send it to Mike D. Someone will be able to get it
up. That's cool. I'll do my own from Nashville.
Oh, maybe I'll do mine from the mountains.
I think we can if we can patch you in, however we do that, we can do it. We'll figure it out.
Love it.
But we're not just giving up because it's holidays. I mean, there's a lot of people that aren't going to be with families. Well, they need some pot, and there's a lot of football on Thanksgiving.
What does SportsCenter do on Thanksgiving? Do they just go black? You know, the screen goes black?
No. They usually pick the camera guy. He does the
sport. No. All those people work. Because Thanksgiving has football games, there's college games. Dude, you still work on the holidays when you're part of SportsCenter, ESPN, Podcast Life, that stuff. Yeah, dude. Dude, you think SportsCenter takes a day off? No.
Okay. Well, let me text my wife then.
That's why they're the worldwide leader.
Hold on. Honey, I'm not going to be able to do Thanksgiving in the mountains this year. We got the podcast to do.
All right. See what she says. Right. All right. Sent. We're out of here. Have a good weekend.
What mountains?
Kentucky. We're just going somewhere in the middle of Kentucky. Found a cabin.
They got some mountains in there?
Yeah, it's hilly.
You know we got mountains in Tennessee.
I know, but it's halfway. We go with our friends from Ohio, and we meet them halfway.
And it's wife swap. You ever seen that show?
No.
You don't know what that is?
I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
You live with a different wife, it makes you realize how great your wife is.
I always thought it was a dirty show, though. It's not, huh?
They never hook up with each other?
No, they hate each other.
They hate each other because they're in, like, cahoots or whatever.
All right, there it is.
All right, we're out of here.
Bye, guys.